acute and specialised care for those who need it. Progress the closure and divestment of Greylands Hospital. Since the first national mental health plan in 1992, most large standalone psychiatric institutions across Australia closed. Standalone psychiatric institutions were built based on a Victorian-era asylum model, therefore are unsuitable for the delivery of modern healthcare. Services provided in these institutions are often divested to general hospitals. Greylands Hospital is one of the last standalone psychiatric institutions in Australia. The divestment of mental health services from Greylands Hospital and Selby Older Adult Unit will be progressed over the lifetime of the plan. Planning has already commenced between the Mental Health Commission and the Department of Health. With some wards in Greylands Hospital no longer meeting accreditation standards, the move to close these services and replace them with contemporary services is already progressing. New services will be established before any services at Greylands close. The mix of new services will be dependent on the needs of people who utilise services at Greylands Hospital. New services may include a mix of HITH and inpatient beds, for example at Osborne Park Hospital, which would be located across the state. A limited number of contemporary services are likely to remain on the Greylands site, which may include forensic beds. In order to reduce the financial impact to the state regarding dual-site operations, further detailed transition planning needs to be undertaken as a high priority. This would include the timing and phasing of the land sale of Greylands, which can be used as a source of funding for further investment into the mental health system and the replacement for those services to be decommissioned at Greylands. There is a small group of people who have remained at Greylands for a number of years due to the complexity and severity of their illness and the absence of an alternative contemporary service. Planning for the Greylands divestment will, as an early priority, include the establishment of new home-like, contemporary and personalised services to meet the needs of this group. This will provide people who've stayed at Greylands for extended periods of time the option to remain in the area, close to family, friends and their local community. Acute and specialised care for those who need it. Further expand the availability of a range of withdrawal beds. A range of inpatient withdrawal services are necessary to meet the varying needs of people requiring withdrawal from alcohol and other drugs. Complex withdrawal beds need to be provided in hospitals, which would enable a short-term inpatient admission for individuals with withdrawal symptoms that are moderate or severe, and where treatment is complicated by medical or mental illness. The plan articulates that services need to expand to provide supervised medical inpatient withdrawal for individuals across the state. In support of this, there's also the requirement for access to addiction medicine specialists to provide consultancy and advice to other relevant health services. Individuals who require residential withdrawal but do not have the need for specialist medical support would have access to withdrawal services and beds within existing residential rehabilitation services in the community to promote smooth transition and continuing care. Home-based withdrawal services would also be provided for those who can be medically supported in the home as an alternative to an inpatient admission. Establish additional mental health, alcohol and other drug emergency department services. The responsiveness of hospital emergency departments to individuals presenting with mental health, alcohol and other drug problems can improve through the expansion of hospital-based consultation liaison services in the emergency departments and across general hospitals. As well as providing services in various geographic locations, consultation and liaison teams can use telehealth services to support smaller satellite hospitals. We will aim to progress the establishment of dedicated MHOAs or equivalent service models in hospitals which will aid individuals who do not require admission into an inpatient unit, but need close observation and intervention for up to 72 hours. This includes exploring how these services can be best provided in regional areas. The National Mental Health Service Planning Framework indicates that only hospitals with a bed base of 500 plus would be considered in developing an MHOA adjacent to an emergency department or mental health inpatient unit. When applying this rationale in the Western Australian context, consideration has been given to hospitals that have a high rate of mental health presentations in emergency departments, regardless of bed numbers in the hospital. This may also apply to highly populated regional areas where mental health presentations are high and where it's feasible to establish this type of service. Acute and specialised care for those who need it. Continue to commission a transport service for people requiring transfer under the Mental Health Act 2014. The pilot Mental Health Inter-Hospital Patient Transfer Service assists people requiring transport under the Mental Health Act 2014. The current pilot service, which provides transport between hospitals only, is undergoing an evaluation, and following the results of the evaluation, it is intended that a full service will be commissioned. Continue to monitor mental health readmission rates. Mental health inpatient services aim to provide treatment that enables individuals to return to the community as soon as possible. Within Australia, national publications such as the Fourth National Mental Health Plan and Report on Government Services, ROGS, either highlight the importance of or routinely publish data on mental health readmission rates as a mental health performance measure. Readmissions to an acute mental health inpatient unit following a recent discharge may indicate that inpatient treatment was either incomplete or ineffective, or that follow-up care was inadequate to prevent an individual returning to hospital. In this sense, deficiencies in the functioning of the overall care system may be identified. In 2012-13, the rate of readmissions to acute public mental health inpatient facilities in Western Australia within 28 days of discharge was 13.4%, which compares to the national average of 13.9%. Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, AHW, Mental Health Services in Australia, 28-day readmission, page 12. Nationally, a readmission rate target of 12% or less by mid-2014 was outlined as part of the Roadmap for National Mental Health Reform 2012 to 2022, a Council of Australian Governments initiative. Council of Australian Governments, the Roadmap for National Mental Health Reform 2012 to 2022, accessed 21st of July 2015, available at www.coag.gov.au/node/482. With implementation of reconfigured services, it's important that appropriate monitoring and clinical strategies to reduce readmissions to designated mental health units are designed and implemented. In order to better understand mental health readmission trends, continual monitoring and reporting of mental health readmissions will occur. Actions. The actions for the hospital-based services are detailed below. For further information, particularly on the location of services, refer to the plan matrix on page 105. Implementing existing commitments. Open 36 new and 100 replacement mental health inpatient services at Perth's Children's Hospital, 20-bed acute mental health unit for children up to 16 years, 6 new beds and 14 replacement beds, 6 Bentley Hospital, 8 Princess Margaret Hospital. QE2, 30-bed adult acute mental health unit, 30 replacement beds. Midland, 56-bed acute mental health unit, including 41 replacement beds from Swan, 16 older adult, 25 adult. 9 replacement beds from Greylands Hospital and 6 replacement beds from Sir Charles Gairdner Hospital. Fiona Stanley Hospital, 30-bed acute mental health unit, including 8 new mother and baby perinatal beds, 14 new youth beds and 8 new mental health assessment beds, short stay. Complete the evaluation of the pilot transport service and continue to commission an effective and safe transfer for people who require transport under the Mental Health Act 2014. By the end of 2017, to prepare for the future, we aim to commence the process of divestment of services on the Greylands and Selby Hospital campuses, convert the Bentley Adolescent Unit into a statewide 14-bed subacute inpatient service for youth, work with regional stakeholders to deliver approximately 16 inpatient beds in the Midwest area, which may include MHOA, inpatient, and HITH beds, which will be supported by a comprehensive community-based service, including community beds. Expand MHOAs across the state, Royal Perth Hospital, Rockingham Hospital, Midland Hospital, Joondalup Health Campus. Further explore the requirement for MHOAs or equivalent model in regional hospitals across the state. Increase hospital consultation liaison for people with mental health, alcohol and other drug problems from 218,000 to 274,000 hours of service. Expand the capacity of country hospitals by 11 beds across the Goldfields, Midwest and Pilbara to provide high medical alcohol and other drug withdrawal. Increase capacity for telehealth links, i.e. telepsychiatry and specialised services, into small hospitals in regional areas. Expand HITH beds by 5% and further investigate the appropriateness of this model for infants, children and adolescents. By the end of 2020, to rebalance the system, there is a need to work with regional stakeholders to determine how best to provide 16 inpatient beds for the Pilbara area, which may include MHOA, inpatient and HITH beds. Work with regional stakeholders to determine how best to provide 16 inpatient beds for the Wheatbelt area, which may include MHOA, inpatient and HITH beds. Expand high medical withdrawal capacity in the North Metropolitan area, increase from 22 to 33 beds. Expand the capacity of hospitals by 26 beds across the Great Southern, Kimberley, Southwest, Wheatbelt and South Metropolitan area to provide high medical alcohol and other drugs withdrawal. Increase hospital consultation liaison for people with mental health, alcohol and other drug problems from 274,000 to 292,000 hours of service. Continue to expand MHOAs across the state. Armidale Hospital, Peel Health Campus and Perth Children's Hospital. Continue the closure of Greylands wards in a staged process as HITH and new hospital wards become operational across the state. Expand HITH beds to meet the target of approximately 10% of inpatient mental health beds to be delivered as HITH. By the end of 2025, to continue the reform, modelling identifies the requirement to increase hospital consultation liaison for people with mental health, alcohol and other drug problems from 292,000 to 309,000 hours of service. Continue the expansion of high medical withdrawal beds by 28 beds, South Metropolitan, North Metropolitan and the Southwest. Complete the closure of the existing Greylands facilities with final transition by the end of 2025. Expand HITH beds to meet the target of approximately 20% of inpatient mental health beds to be delivered as HITH. Table 5. Summary of the plan matrix. State total. Hospital-based services. Measure. Beds total. Current. 696. 2017. 822. 2020. 956. 2025. 1,150. State total, hospital-based services, hours in 1,000, total. Current, 218. 2017, 274. 2020, 292. 2025, 309. Mental health, infant, child and adolescent, beds. Current, 26. 2017, 20. 2020, 20, 2025, 27. Mental health, youth acute, beds, current, services not available. 2017, 18, 2020, 42, 2025, 83. Mental health, youth subacute, non-acute, beds, current, services not available. 2017, 14. 2020, 14. 2025, 18. Mental health, adult, acute, beds, current, 384. 2017, 386. 2020, 388. 2025, 409. Mental health, adult, subacute, non-acute, beds, current, 102. 2017, 102. 2020, 102. 2025, 87. Mental health, older adult, acute, beds, current, 144. 2017, 93. 2020, 95. 2025, 78. Mental health, older adult, subacute, non-acute. Beds, current. Services not available. 2017, 55. 2020, 63. 2025, 114. Mental health, hospital in the home. HITH beds are a substitution for acute and subacute, non-acute hospital beds. Current, 12. 2017, 73. 2020, 121. 2025, 195. Mental health observation area, MHOA. Beds, current, 6. 2017, 28. 2020, 40. 2025, 40. Mental health, private. Current private beds, unknown whether they will grow. Current, 231. 2017, 231. 2020, 231. 2025, 231. Alcohol and other drug. High, complex medical withdrawal. Beds, current, 22. 2017, 33. 2020, 70. 2025, 98. Alcohol and other drug, private. Current private beds, unknown whether they will grow. Current, 19. 2017, 19. 2020, 19. 2025, 19. Mental health, alcohol and other drug, consultation liaison. Hours in thousands. Current, 218. 2017, 274. 2020, 292. 2025, 309. Acute and specialised care for those who need it. Specialised statewide services. What are specialised statewide services? Specialised statewide services offer an additional level of expertise or service response for people with particular clinical conditions or complex and high-level needs. Services can include targeted interventions, shared care, comprehensive care for extended periods, and support to general services. Some services can be developed as centres of excellence that are located in the metropolitan area and provide advice and assistance across the state. Other services, where possible, can be delivered through a hub and spoke model. Hub and spoke models refer to services that have a central coordinating service located in one location, for example, metropolitan area, with smaller outreach services located in other locations, for example, regional areas. Specialised statewide services include services for eating disorders, neuropsychiatry and neurosciences, perinatal, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, co-occurring mental illness and intellectual, cognitive or developmental disability, including autism spectrum, children in care, sexuality, sex and gender diverse people, transcultural people, people who are hearing and vision impaired, and people who are homeless. In some cases, new specialised statewide services need to be developed where none have existed before, and in other cases, existing services need to be expanded to meet demand. It is expected general community treatment and inpatient services will have the capacity, capability, and expertise to deliver effective, evidence-based care for a range of people with complex conditions such as personality disorder, conduct disorder, mood disorder, emotional dysregulation, and those with a history of trauma. Aim: expand the availability of a range of high-quality, effective, and efficient specialised statewide services to meet demand. Current services. Current community specialised statewide services include transcultural mental health services, perinatal services, and homelessness services. Specific specialised statewide services for children and young people up to the age of 18 years include ADHD services, multi-systemic therapy, and eating disorder community services for children who are in contact with services prior to the age of 16 years. Current inpatient specialised statewide services include general inpatient eating disorder beds, which are available for children and young people up to the age of 16 years. However, these are not dedicated beds. There are currently 8 dedicated specialised statewide inpatient beds for mothers and babies, perinatal. Acute and specialised care for those who need it. What the modelling tells us. The modelling shows a requirement for eating disorder and perinatal inpatient beds to increase. Dedicated eating disorder beds are required to grow by 47 beds over 10 years. Perinatal beds are required to grow by 20 beds over the same period, from the current 8 beds at King Edward Memorial Hospital to a total modelled need of 28 beds. There is a need for dedicated beds for neuropsychiatry and neurosciences. This requirement can be met through a realignment of the existing beds and within the overall modelled inpatient beds estimated by the end of 2025. There is also a requirement for expansion or establishment of specialised statewide community treatment services, which includes eating disorder services, perinatal services, neuropsychiatry and neurosciences, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, co-occurring mental illness and intellectual, cognitive or developmental disability, including autism spectrum service, sexuality, sex and gender diversity service, children in care program, transcultural services, hearing and vision impaired, homelessness program. Strategies: enhance youth and adult eating disorder services. Eating disorders are the 12th leading cause of mental health hospitalisation costs within Australia. Eating Disorders, The Way Forward, an Australian National Framework. The National Eating Disorders Collaboration, March 2010. The window of opportunity for a successful outcome of treatment for an individual with an eating disorder begins to fade after 3 to 4 years, underscoring the importance of intervening early. Approximately 55% of individuals treated for eating disorders in Western Australian public hospitals are aged 16 to 25. Government of Western Australia Youth Eating Disorders Inpatient Service, A Staged Approach to Developing an Integrated Service, Department of Health, 2012. The majority of these individuals access adult mental health services. Currently, Western Australia does not have any dedicated public inpatient mental health services for individuals who have an eating disorder. The plan articulates as a high priority the need to commission dedicated eating disorder inpatient beds and community teams. The modelling shows a requirement of 47 eating disorder beds by the end of 2025. The eating disorder community treatment hours of service are included in the total modelled community treatment hours of service. See the Community Treatment Services section. Acute and specialised care for those who need it. Build on existing perinatal specialised services. The plan articulates a need to build on current services that assess women, provide treatment prior to giving birth, as well as providing specialised follow-up after discharge from inpatient care. The plan requires that the perinatal service be complemented by the Women and Newborn Drug and Alcohol Service, WANDAS, that provides inpatient and outpatient services, as well as the new Fiona Stanley Hospital 8-bed mother and baby unit. Also, further capacity of WANDAS is required across King Edward Memorial Hospital staff to provide alcohol and other drug assessment, treatment and referral for ongoing care through established pathways. Together, these services will upskill the workforce to provide timely screening of women prenatal and postnatal. The modelling shows a requirement of 28 perinatal inpatient beds by the end of 2025. The perinatal community treatment hours of service are included in the total modelled community treatment hours of service. See the Community Treatment Services section. Establish appropriate neuropsychiatry and neurosciences specialised services. Specialised neuropsychiatric treatment services are limited in Western Australia. The plan requires that a dedicated statewide neuropsychiatry service be developed, which offers a suite of specialised services for all age groups and disorders, including Huntington's disease and Parkinson's disease. The placement of a transcranial magnetic stimulation service in close proximity to the deep brain stimulation and electroconvulsive therapy service will allow for the development of best practice across these similar and highly specialised treatment approaches. The optimal service mix includes a specialised neuropsychiatric inpatient service and specialised statewide community service. Neuropsychiatry and neurosciences inpatient beds are modelled in the total hospital bed numbers, see the hospital-based services section. And neuropsychiatry and neurosciences community treatment hours of service are included in the total modelled community treatment hours of service. See the community treatment services section. Acute and specialised care for those who need it. Expand access to publicly funded attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder services. In Western Australia, ADHD treatment for individuals up to 18 years of age is delivered largely through public services. Most services for adults 18 plus years with ADHD are delivered by privately practicing psychiatrists working with co-prescribing GPs. This presents challenges for youth transitioning from child and adolescent services. To address this need, the plan requires the commissioning of a new specialised statewide youth and adult ADHD service, which provides direct services to individuals with complex ADHD and consultation and liaison to treatment and support services throughout the state. The ADHD service is modelled in the total modelled community treatment hours of service. See the Community Treatment Services section. Establish a specialised service to meet the needs of people with co-occurring mental illness and intellectual, cognitive or developmental disability, including autism spectrum. Children with intellectual disability have 3 to 4 times higher rates of mental illness compared to other children. Wallander JL, Decker MC, Coote HM, Psychopathology in Children and Adolescents with Intellectual Disability, Measurement, Prevalence, Course and Risk. Glidden, LM, Ed, International Review of Research in Mental Retardation, 26, San Diego, Academic Press, 2003, pages 93 to 134. The optimal mix includes a statewide intellectual, cognitive and developmental disability service to support and treat individuals with co-occurring mental illness. The service would also support mainstream services to respond effectively. The statewide service is modelled in the total modelled community treatment hours of service. See the Community Treatment Services section. Establish a sexuality, sex and gender diversity service. National Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender and Intersex Health Alliance, in its Sex and Gender Diversity Project, the Australian Human Rights Commission used the phrase sex and gender diversity as a celebration of and recognition of variations in sex and gender. This found resonance with large parts of the community, and we also use this where we can, expanding it to sexuality, sex and gender diversity, in order to be as inclusive as possible. Rather than trying to be entirely consistent, we try to mix use of this phrase with use of LGBTI and identify labels, depending on the context, to reflect the different preferences of our members. lgbtihealth.org.au/LGBTI. Services for people who require support with their gender identity have been identified as an area of need for future service delivery. Furthermore, all mental health services need to provide an environment that lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex LGBTI people who require support with their gender identity feel comfortable to access. The plan articulates that the needs of LGBTI people and people who require support around their gender identity are required to be met through the establishment of a new service for youth and adults. Along with the existing infant, child and adolescent team, these teams offer services to people who require support around their gender identity, including linking with endocrinology services where required, support mainstream services to provide responsive services through best practice policies, service models, and workforce education and training. Services for sexuality, sex, and gender diversity require resources in addition to the total modelled community treatment hours of service. See the Community Treatment Services section. Acute and specialised care for those who need it. Commission a Children in Care program. There are approximately 4,300 children and adolescents in Western Australia who are currently in state care, many of whom will have experienced child abuse, neglect, and cumulative trauma. A large proportion of this group will experience substantial mental health problems, and others may be at high risk of short and long-term mental health, alcohol and other drug problems, educational failure, employment difficulties, juvenile offending, incarceration, and homelessness. Infants, children, and adolescents who are in care can also have high rates of co-occurring problems and, as a consequence, have a large number of agencies involved in their care, such as alcohol and other drug services, education, physical health providers, juvenile justice, and homelessness services. As a result of these complexities, a multi-agency approach is required. Without coordination, care can become fragmented, potentially perpetuating problems. If effective outcomes for children in care are to be achieved, interventions need to be intensive, coordinated, and highly specialized. Effective intervention for children in care is essential, not only to mitigate the devastating impact for children and adolescents who've experienced child abuse and neglect, but to reduce the overall significant financial and social costs that will accrue, as well as improving the outcomes for children in care. Due to the critical need to improve services for children in care, we will aim to establish a specialised children in care program as a matter of urgency. The service will play a key role in early intervention, including in relation to preventing the harmful use of alcohol and other drugs. The service will see people up to the age of 18 years, except in the case of cognitive impairments, where an extension to the age limit will be considered on a case-by-case basis. The Children in Care program requires resources in addition to the total modelled community treatment hours of service. See the Community Treatment Services section.